You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
When Noah, alav shalom, started his mission and the cruise, but that Hashem remembered him. Do you remember? Yes?
Yeah.
It says, Vayiskor Elokim et Noach. So Hashem forget about him. Yeah?
Yiskor Elokim et Noach?
Yeah, that's exactly we mentioned in Tefillat Rosh Hashanah, remember? In our Tefillah, the special Pesukim that we mentioned, one of the Pesukim is that Hashem remembered Noach. That is brought in Parshat Noach. So it's obvious when Noach was told to make a teva, so Hashem said, you know, Bezad Hashem, we'll see what we can do for you. So now you start your mission, so we see what's going to happen. Right? Yes? So Hashem said, I don't know what we're going to do, but you know, you start then, we'll see how the weather is, so then we'll take care of you. So then all of a sudden, Hashem says, oh, I remembered Noach. Right? What does it mean? So what does it mean that Hashem remembered Noach? I'm sorry?
He prayed to Hashem.
He prayed. He says in the Torah, he prayed. But anyway, Hashem said that, don't worry, v'achimoti beriti itach, ki otecha ra'iti tzaddik lefanai v'ador hazeh. Hashem gave you so many praises, so don't worry, you know, I'm going to take care of you. You are my missionary. No? No? Yes?
Hashem remembering him was because at that time there was a strict judgment for the whole Olam.
Chazak Baruch, beautiful. So what does that mean?
He got a special treatment because among that, he got a special way of from Hashem's protection.
Do you believe what he's saying? It's a very heavy, heavy stuff he's saying.
Do you believe it?
It's very hard to digest. So Binyamin is trying to say, even though Hashem promised him, and he said, I'm going to take care of you, but still, because it was Midat Hadin at that time, so he was not protected. Does that make sense?
No.
It doesn't make sense. Could it be such a thing?
But Hashem says this after this, when the rain stopped, Hashem said that.
Yeah, right before he goes to the Teva, exactly. Before he goes in, he promised him, don't worry, everything will be okay. I'm going to take care of you, Sadiq. That's what he said.
That's the difference between Sadiq and Sadiq.
When he said Hashem remembered Noah, it's after the Mabul, after the rain stopped.
So it was definitely, he's in the middle of the ocean. So why Hashem was just going to leave him alone in the ocean? So what was the plan?
If there's a judgment with him, then...
With who? With who?
With Noah.
What did he do?
Why is saying that doesn't now remember?
That's why we're trying to find out for a half an hour. Chazaku Baruch, Chazaku Baruch. So here, as Rabbi Binyamin said, there's a very delicate point here that when Olam goes through difficulties, that means there's a Midat Hadin. So now, the status is very delicate. So that means everybody needs to wake up. So here, Totasha is teaching us, Vayiskor Elokim. So if Hashem remembered him, did he remember him in a merciful manner or mighty manner? Which one? He says, Vayiskor Elokim et Noach. What does Elokim mean? So if Hashem is supposed to do him a favor, should he remember him in attributes of the Hashem, that means merciful or mighty? Which one? No? So here he says, well, he's called Elohim at Nova. And you're right, he did pray. What does it say he prayed? So Rashi HaKadosh explains very interesting thing. Like Rashi HaKadosh says, Tzaddikim, they have an expertise. And what is their expertise? Prayer. Say?
Prayer.
Beautiful. Hazaka Baruch. Rashi Gadol says, as we study Rashi every week, Baruch Hashem, say amen.
Amen.
That tzaddikim, they turn midat hadin to midat halachamim. That's the expert you have to tzaddikim. That's what Rashi Kadosh brings. So what did he do? What Noach do? What did he do? Sorry? What did he do? What does he say? He prayed. Why we have to mention this in Rosh Hashanah? This pasuk, we mentioned in our tefillah in Rosh Hashanah. So that means this pasuk actually helps us. Chazak Baruch. Why? Because here it's a very beautiful message. And that is, yes, even at Midat Hadin, when Olam, there's a Torian, there's a Mabul, there's difficulties. So now nobody can say, you know, I have enough zechut. So here we see a beautiful thing, that even though the Hashem promised Noah that I'm going to take care of you, everything is going to be okay. Then he says, Vayizkor Elokim, but Noah. What does Elokim mean? So here they explain, actually, the tefillah of Noah was different. How did he do tefillah? What was his tefillah? Sorry?
The work that he was doing for free for
the... Ah, that's true. Ah, that's true. But he had no choice. He had to do it. He couldn't leave the animal away. You know, he has to take care of it. But they explain that the tefillah that was very powerful, that to turn midat Elokim, that is Gebura, that is mighty to Rahamim, because he went through Yisurim. Because when in the Teva, the lion harmed him. And he went through Yisurim, so that Yisurim was conceived for him as a tefillah. So that means every Yisurim that one goes through, actually, turns Midat Hadin to your Rahamim. But only when you accept it with Simcha. So now here, Noah, when he was harmed by the lion, said, you know what? Forget it. He threw the lion out of the window. You know what? Forget it. I'm not going to deal with you guys anymore. That's it. I quit. But here we see, Noah, alav shalom, went on. So that's why his Yisurin was considered as not just a regular tefillah. Lahafoch midat hadin to rachamim. So that's why we mentioned this pasuk in Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because Yehudi should understand every Yisurim is a matana, is a gift, is a gift that you're able with all this Yisurim to cancel all the midat hadin and turn it to rachamim.
Amen.
Hashem Zakeno. To be expert in lehafoch midat hadin to midat rachamim.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.